Radio Prague News.
The politicians Vít Bárta and Jaroslav Škárka have been acquitted of all charges in a joint bribery case by a Prague circuit court. A school principal has shot himself in an alleged suicide in the Plzeň region. And a dog sledding competition has taken off in the snow-covered Orlické mountains. The Prague Five Circuit Court has acquitted the former Transport Minister Vít Bárta and former Public Affairs Party MP Jaroslav Škárka of all charges in a bribery case that the court first ruled on in April 2012. The circuit judge Jan Schott thus confirmed a ruling of the Prague Municipal Court from November. Mr. Bárta, who is also the former head of the Public Affairs Party Deputies Club, was accused of bribing his fellow party members, Kristina Kocsi and Jaroslav Škárka, to gain influence. Mr. Škárka had spent part of the money he received, and thus he also was accused of accepting a bribe. Last April, Judge Schott handed down a suspended 18-month sentence to Mr. Bárta and a 3-year jail sentence for Mr. Škárka. But in November, the municipal court accepted the appeals of both defendants, revising the previous ruling. After confirming the city's ruling on Thursday, Mr. Schott said that his hands were tied by the higher court's decision and that the whole case has become political. The state attorney's office will appeal the case with the municipal court. A principal of a school in the town of Bonnier-Tachov in the Pilsen region has shot himself, the Idnes news website reported on Wednesday afternoon. According to the police spokesperson, it was most likely a suicide since the 35-year-old man allegedly left a letter. The school where he was from had made it into the headlines last year when one of its teachers, who was also the former regional head of the Civic Democratic Party, Vladimir Dub, was given a 4-year suspended sentence for having sexual relations with an underage student. The chairman of the disciplinary committee of the Czech Football Association, Jiří Golda, has stepped down on Wednesday in protest against the Football Association's decision to suspend the investigation of referee bribing. The association has decided to let the police investigate the allegations. Football Association's chairman, Miroslav Pelta, who suggested the move, said the police are better prepared for dealing with corruption cases. Miloš Zeman says he would not meet the Dalai Lama if he were elected Czech president in a vote that takes place on Friday and Saturday. In a debate with his opponent Karel Schwarzenberg held by the think tank European Values on Tuesday, Mr. Zeman said he would only meet the Tibetan spiritual leader if he himself were a religious leader or if the Dalai Lama was a big investor. For his part, Mr. Schwarzenberg said his rival's position was an acceptance of Chinese propaganda. While the late Václav Havel repeatedly met the Tibetan spiritual leader, his successor as president, Václav Klaus, has consistently refused to meet him since he was prime minister in the 1990s. The annual dog sledding race, Šedivačku Vlong, has begun in Orlické Mountains in the east of the country. Around 100 mushers with some 700 dogs set out on a 245-kilometer-long track that they will have to complete in snow and freezing temperatures by Saturday. In the highest parts of the Orlické Mountains, there was around 60 centimeters of snow, and temperatures during the day are somewhere around minus 10 degrees Celsius. Participants are traveling on different vessels, including cross-country skis and bikes, and with a different number of dogs. And as for the weather, it will be overcast, with daytime highs between minus 6 and minus 2 degrees Celsius. There may be light snow throughout the day. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.